कृष्ण जगत गुरु प्रणाम सो वी आर समराइजिंग नारद भक्ति सूत्रास देन इज टेलिंग पर्सन्स हु आर टोटली डेडिकेटेड टू गॉड think nothing else excepting God. If they forget to think about God even for one moment, parama vyakulata, they are terribly sorrowful. Why did we forget God? That is the definition of how to attain bhakti. We have to come to that state where tadarpita akhila acharaha. Whatever we do, breathing, batting the eyelids, eating, sleeping, waking, dreaming. Everything should be only about God. That means there is not one single moment without thinking about God. If for one second, kshana, tad vismarane, if the devotee happens to forget, remember God. Parama vyakulata becomes extremely unhappy, agitated. Why did I forget God? So that is the state we have to reach. All right. Are there some real devotees? Description is wonderful. Is there somebody giving example? Yes. Yatha prajakopikana. Gopis, the greatest devotees of God. 24 hours, they were only meditating upon Krishna. So that Sharad, autumnal moon, the flute sounded, and gopis, what were they doing? Some were milking the cow. The moment that entered, they all wanted to go, but they were at home at night, their husbands, their brothers, their children, their relatives. Some of them ran away. Some of them could not run away because of obstructions. But what happened as a result of that? Then one day, one gopi was milking the cow and it stopped midway. The dhara was coming, stopped midway. Another lady was serving her husband. She took some rice with a spoon, and he wants rice. She was about to serve. The Atha, midway, she heard that she fell down unconscious. Another lady was suckling her baby. At that time, this came, and she could not suckle her baby. Whatever gopis were doing, that moment they stopped, because that is a call from God. And then some of them wanted to go, they could not go. So some gopi was meditating. So by the thinking of Krishna, viraha, I am unable to meet Krishna, parama vyakulata, that burned all her papas. Some gopis, they were mentally imagining Krishna. They got so much happiness that destroyed all their punya. When punya, papa, both are destroyed, that is called moksha, attained moksha. So some people went. And then those people, Krishna was mischievous. Oh, at night, you are all married people, you got children also. Why did you come? This is a fearful place. There will be tigers. There will be other wolves. They were all known to be there. So Rakshasas were there. Otherwise, how could he kill so many Rakshasas? So Sekatasura and all those Asudhenukasura, Gardavasura, Potana. It's like that, so many Asuras were there. All about near about. So it is a dangerous place. The Gopikas felt very painful. Krishna, How can we resist your call? This is his way of calling. So we are helpless. Now what are we talking about? Then he goes, Dharmopadesha. No, you have got husbands. I am a Parapurusha. How could you come to meet me? Then you fellow, you only told us to come. And now you are giving Dharma Bodha. Like that, he teased for some time. Then he started dance. Suddenly, terrible pride entered into their hearts that we, by our tapasya, obtained Krishna. The moment that Ahankara came, Ahankara is like that. Krishna is there only, but they could not see him. Then their joy now turned into Parama Vyakulata. Then they were tempted. Where is Krishna? We understood now. It's all your grace. But please appear before. Then each one became a Krishna. Each gopi became a Krishna. So one gopi was telling, I am Krishna, you are gopi, come, let us dance. So another gopi took out a small twig. This is my Venu, I am going to play. So one lady saw, there were 2 footsteps, 4 footsteps. So 4 means one belongs to Krishna. They could identify Krishna's because wherever his footprint falls, there will be dvaja, shankha, chakra, as though that, you know, when he shoes, it leaves a mark, like that some marks were there. But the other one, they understood, it was small, plain, gopi. And then what happened, that after that only one pair was there. Then, this our Krishna, he was enamored of one gopi. So he went after one gopi, like that. So they went in search of. Then they saw one gopi lying there, a bit injured and weeping. What happened? So Krishna came and we were walking and suddenly he lifted me in his hands. He was carrying. I became so proud. What a great good fortune. Krishna is mine. He loves me more. The moment that pride came, he simply dumped them. Then they were going further. They could see there was a bush. And that, as though somebody brushed against that bush, some leaves have fallen, some flowers have fallen. Oh, Krishna must have gone this way, because by seeing this bush, he rubbed against it. That is why, as he was rushing, the bush had shed some of this. Then they went a little further. There was green grass standing straight. And he said, oh, Krishna must have walked upon you. That's why you were having horrid pollutions. Then they could not find anywhere. They were regretting. Then they expressed their anguish in the form of Gopika Gita, Lord 17 slokas. So that is the nature of gopis, the greatest devotee. I told you the story. Sri Krishna wanted to teach Uddhava the greatness of gopis. So he sent them with a fake story. So as soon as Uddhava reached Vrindavan, all the gopis came. How is our Krishna? How is our Krishna? They never asked about Uddhava. Only they want to know. Oh, Krishna is very ill. He is unable to get up. Has nobody found out a remedy? This remedy is there, but nobody wants to give the remedy. What is the remedy? The devotee must give the dust of his or her feet. So if a devotee gives the dust of his or her feet, that person will go to the greatest hell because he is giving to God himself. So no devotee was prepared to give. The moment Gopi said, what? Is it possible such devotees can exist in this world who are not prepared to go to hell for the happiness of Krishna? Then he said, Uddhava, why are you waiting? Take the dust of my feet. Take the dust of this. Started quarreling. Take first my dust. Then Uddhava understood. What great. They don't care for their own happiness. They care for the happiness of Tat Sukhe Sukhitvam. Narada was telling Tat Sukhe Sukhitvam. So it is said love is of three types. First type is I love something for my own happiness. Mediocre type, this is the worst type of love. Second type of higher than that is I love you for both my happiness as well as your happiness. I give you happiness, you give me happiness. The highest type of love is I want love only, I want your happiness. What happens to me, I don't care. This is called Paramabhakti. So Gopikas belong to that category. Then also Narada is telling that if they had loved Krishna without knowing who he is, Jatad Vihena Jaranamiva. This is like a prostitute. Prostitute doesn't love, isn't it? Give me money, take some pleasure, and get out. So there was an incident in the gospel, it comes. There was a devotee called Ravindra. I don't know whether you read the appendix. So one day at Baranagar, this man comes, half torn cloth. So the brothers asked, what happened? So that fellow was going on telling, I will never again visit her. I will never again visit her. I will never again visit her. Hey, Baba, sit down. What happened? What happened? He was going to one public. And he was under the delusion that lady loves him. Nobody loves him. Devotees don't love God. It's only God who loves devotees. Devotees love God. You like insurance company. You love insurance company. Why? He is interloka insurance company. So this fellow, one day he suddenly visited and she was entertaining another customer. Anyway, he went inside. He was very angry. Because if that lady loved him, he would only entertain only him. So, I will never come. No, I love you also. So we also say we love you. Especially 24th December is the greatest loving time. Understand? 24th December? What is 25th?
24th.
Come, Anikram, take your seat. So, they are not, they know who he is. He is God. Who can recognize God? Can man recognize God? Only God can recognize God. As they say, you know, set one thief to catch another thief. When I was in UK, my predecessor told me an incident. One day, an American came, devotee, to meet him. And somehow the topic turned to drugs. So this fellow was a former drug addict. Now he became reformed. Swami was asking, who do these fellows find drugs? He said, Swami, you don't know. The moment a drug addict gets down into the from the aeroplane, he can at least spot 25 people selling drugs. You look, what do you see? Simply one fellow opening his black box. Another fellow is pretending to be talking to somebody. Then you think that they are all travelers, either going or departing or arriving. But these drug dealers, the moment they look, they recognize each other. One thief recognizes the another thief. One saint recognizes the another saint. So only one God can recognize another God. This is the truth.
Yeah.
Two Zen masters, world's greatest Indian masters, met in a conference. The moment one master looked at the other master, involuntarily the words came out. This is the one person, the what is called absolutely thoughtless person I have met. Absolutely thoughtless person. Is it compliment or complaint?
A compliment.
Greatest compliment. That means he removed all thoughts from his mind. Zen Buddhism says remove all thoughts. What does Patanjali say? Yogaha chitta vritti nirodha. Remove all thoughts. Then what remains is there is a clean mirror. And whatever is reflected. What is reflected? Whatever is in front of it. And who is in front of it? You. And you are none other than God. You see. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. Tada, when all the chitta vrittis disappear, at that time, what remains in the mind? Only the self, purusha. Nothing else. So, yatha vajikopitanam. And tatrapi na mahatme jnana vismrati apavadaha. There is no such blemish that they have forgotten the glory of God. Because if we love anything else, that will make us also fall down. Why? You love a limited thing, it will make you even more limited. Already you are limited. You become even more limited. But you love unlimited, you also become unlimited. That's why if you love anything else other than God, you will become that object. Yeah. One couple was there. They had a newborn baby. And the man was very proud. Do you know, all my brains, our son has got. All my brains, our son has. Immediately the wife retorted, now I understand why you are behaving like a stupid fellow ever since you were born. All his brains have gone into the So whatever we love means what? Complete surrender to the object. But Gopika's never suffered. Several times I mentioned. Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antarap Madhuk. Selected verses are there in our Jyoti. Yeah. That's true. So beautifully. Purushottamaji sings so beautifully. All the eight or so verses are there. Every time the word Krishna is appended. Tava katha mritam tata jivanam Krishna. That is good. Have you heard it? Yes, you can hear it. It's beautiful. You also have not heard? Very good. So, nasti eva tasmin tat sukha sukhitvam. In the love of the gopis, there is not a single thought that I should be happy. The only thought is, let my Krishna be happy, whatever be my condition. Then, what is the greatness? In the second chapter, this Narada Bhakti Sutra is divided into five categories. In the second category, he did not divide it. We are dividing. This bhakti, sattu karma jnana yogopi adhikatara. It is greater than karma yoga, raja yoga, and jnana. Why? Falastvarupa. Falarupa. What is falarupa? You start with bhakti, you progress into greater bhakti, and you enter into, attain, ultimately into parabhakti. So from the beginning to the end, it is nothing but bhakti. Only bhakti. And bhakti means love. Love means joy. So it starts in happiness, joy, and it grows into joy, and you become one with joy. First two are objective joy. I am thinking of God, therefore I am joy. The last is, I am God, therefore I am Satchidananda. That would be result. Then how to attain it? Vishayatyagat sangatyagat. So, you have to give up first gross objects. Because we are all slaves to gross objects. It doesn't mean you should not enjoy them. It means when it is available, enjoy it. When you don't get it, don't even think about it. But what happens? So, this is very nice mango. I would like to have it again, again, again. That is a great gain for Mahamaya. Mahamaya says, this fellow will never escape from my net. But for God, it is a loss. Not really. God comes only in the form of what? Why does he come? Because he wants us to develop our attachment. But like, you know, you go to the gymnasium and go on exercise. What happens? Your muscles creak. You feel terribly tired. How many days? 2 days, 3 days. After that, they'll be itching. Then I am going. Then I am going to get more exercise, more exercise. The whole world is a gymnasium. Who said?
Swamiji
said. First, it is a school where more lessons. Second, it is a gymnasium. You develop moral and spiritual muscles, strengthen. Third, he said, the circus. Because you realize it, God. Then you see the circus, how people, man is running after woman. What is woman doing? Running away. Looking away now and then back. If that stupid fellow is intelligent, accidentally drop one, and curse you. Immediately he will come, pick it up. Madam, is this yours? Oh, thank you very much. You have given life for me. Without this, what shall I do? But did you see anybody dropping mobile phone? So, Vishayatyaga. First, cross objects you have to be away from them. But you may be away. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. Suppose you have not eaten palak paneer for 50 years, you almost don't remember. But the moment you get smell of palak paneer after 50 years, what happens to your dress? That means rasavarjam. The taste is lingering only after God realized. Paramdrishtva nivartat. Only after realization of God, it totally disappears. So therefore, first give up the grossest, weakest things. Later on, give up the subtle things which are difficult even to detect. The whole modern mental disease is based upon this principle. You know that. Somebody is mentally sick. Why is the person is sick? Do you hate somebody? They don't dare to admit. My aunt is the reason. My elder sister is the reason. They can't do it because they think that what will the whole world think? I hate my elder sister. But that is the root cause. Because of her, she is sick and I have to take responsibility. I don't want to take responsibility. I want to be free. I am not free because of this lady. Externally, very, very, my dear. Internally, God take her away as soon as possible. Naturally, there is a conflict between two complexes.
Right.
And you push those complexes back to the bottom, unconscious. But they are producing that poisonous bubbles which are coming out. So how does the psychologist find out? So what happened? Make them relax. You charge your mind 100 pounds per hour. Nice, very nice. Come on, relax. And go on confessing. Babbling. That's what you call babbling. It goes on badly. What is the problem? No problem. I'm very happy. My elder sister is there to look after. But the psychologist very alert to pain. Whenever that eldest sister, the blood pressure is going up. So he understands. Something to do with the eldest sister or aunt or something like that. They can't abandon. At the same time, they want to be free. So after some time, do you have any tree? Yes, like that. Does your elder sister water the tree? He introduced it. Immediately blood pressure. Then afterwards finds out what is the real problem with the elder sister. So, two complexes driven into the unconscious, but nevertheless producing effect And the effect is what makes us, we are unable to resolve this conflict. Then we go, our mind becomes blank. This is called mental secrets. Most of the time, either money or relationships or something, frustration, this is the problem. So, the Sangatyaga, what is there? Give it up. You do your duty as long as necessary. This is the same mental problem we also have. Most of the time, we have that. What is it? But you are supposed to sit between this time to this time for meditation. Suddenly you remember there is a cricket match about to start. Now what to do? What to do? Swami's class, Narangati Sutras and cricket match. And what is that? Elton Jones and famous singer in UK. Elton Jones? Elton Jones. Once I was giving a retreat in Houston. Very few people, only some 5-6 old people. Every day at least 40-50 used to come. Okay, what is the matter? Subject matter very tough or not? Then somebody told, Elton Jones is giving a concert. 25 minutes. They all ran in. So then next day, they all came. What is the matter? Swamiji, two problems with this. First problem is, whatever you talk goes over. Second, you talk the same thing again. Third, we can listen to your talk because somebody is recording. Tom Jones, it's rare that he lives in UK. Once he put his clothes on, say, you know that? He had got 10,000 dresses in one. He was fond. Every day practically he would buy one or more. Very fond of, because he was earning millions. Each some dresses, £10,000. He will give it away for 100 or 200 option. And thousands of people for two reasons. One is the best dress they will get for a day. Second day, this has been worn once to Elton Jones. Like our, you know, Ram Krishna's quote. memorabilia. Yes, yes. Once, Princess Diana sneezed into the man comes. Now, how much does that cost? Yeah. Crazy, craziest fellows are there. On the cricket too. Bags used by, I think, somebody here, famous cricketer. It sold for how many lakhs? None of the bag. But they are all bags only. How much money? Those who have got money don't know what to do. This is the way they spend it. Yes. But what is the point here? Samskara remains. So we feel great. No, this is not ordinary bag. This is used by such and such a person, like that. So we have to be extremely careful about attachment. And then, avyavrita bhajana. We have to go on praying, doing japa, meditation, study, satsanga, one after the other. Why so many? Because every activity can become monotonous. So you do japa for 1 hour. You read book for another hour. Then you listen to some lecture for another hour. Then you do puja for 1 more hour. Then you go to the ashrama and do some service for 1 more hour. Like that, whichever way. The central point is to remember God. That is called avyavrita. Avyavrita means what? Intermittent. Avyavrita means what? Uninterrupted. Uninterrupted. Unbroken. Like oil being poured from one vessel to the other. But it says, whatever you may do, true bhakti can come only by one means. What is that? Mukhyatastu mahat kripayaiva bhagavat kripa leshatva. Either by the grace of a great saint, because who is a great saint? None other than God. Because he doesn't have individuality. He has merged his individuality long back in That's why Sri Ramakrishna, when he was in Bas today, he was suffering so much. Then one day the disciples, especially Narendra, suggested, "Sir, why don't you pray to the Divine Mother for becoming better?" You know what he said? "Do I have any separate will? Long back, I have offered my will, merged my will into her will. Where is my will now to pray? I don't have." And then he had a vision. Mother Kali, one day he saw with a bent neck. Why is your neck bent? On account of your disease. Then they went on reading. Sir, for our sake. So for our sake means Sri Krishna's weak point. But not for your sake, for our sake. Then Sri Ramakrishna, great difficulty, "Mother, let a little food go through." Like, you know, they hung the skeletons in the museum with a wire hook. Why? Let it be together. Immediately he had a vision. "But are you not eating through everybody's mouth? You want to eat only through this mouth?" Immediately he said, "Why did you suggest this a prayer? Mother taught me a big lesson. I am eating through as a..." That means he to me two things. It was not Divine Mother's will, and he was not going to recover. So this is either by the grace of a great saint or by the grace of God. Some people get God's grace directly. Narada himself was an example. His mother died, went into the forest. The moment he sat for meditation, immediately God appeared, Narayana appeared. Just one flash and disappeared. He was in an ecstatic state when that flash was there. And he was in the opposite state when God disappeared. Then he prayed, "Oh Lord, why did you disappear?" He said, "This is just to prove to you that God exists. I exist. Because it is your own experience. Secondly, you are not ready. If I go on showing myself to you, then what will happen to you? You won't be able to keep this body mind. You are not ready. Like high electricity enters into a small fuse, what happens? This blows up. That's what happened to Vaikunth Natsanya, whom Sri Ramakrishna gave. Narendranath himself could not hold Thakur's grave. "As today, I will give you everything. Now, what are you doing to me? My parents are in Calcutta." He shouted. Nobody could receive, or even if they receive, they can't retain it for a long time. Unless they are ready for it. Arjuna himself, what did he say? "I want to see you." And God showed him. Then what was his prayer? I don't want to see you. I want to see you in the... Tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena. So I want to see you in the same four hands. Wait, was Arjuna seeing Sri Krishna with four hands? That's what Arjuna says. Tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena. I want to see. This form is terrible, ferocious.
Sure.
So, Bhagavat Kripal is Sarva. Then he says, but how to obtain the grace of a saint? Mahat Sangat Durlabho Agamyo Amogast. First of all, saints are very few. Jivan Mukta Purushas, how many? You get every street corner, nowadays you get avatara. Yeah, every disciple claims, "My guru is an avatar." So one such disciple came to Swami Vivekananda. "Swamiji, you tell about my guru, is an avatar." Swamiji said, "Definitely your guru is an avatar. But which avatar are we talking about? This Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar?" Stupid fellows think avatars every street corner. They are waiting there. E-begging bowl. You know, e-begging bowl? Beggars now, they don't want to cash. They want to your credit card number. Like your You go to the ATM and then do like that thing. One beggar has written, less than £5, not acceptable. Two beggars were there in the UK street corner. One fellow was waiting in the hundreds of pounds. Another fellow was waiting nothing. So the other fellow said, what is this? We are sitting nearby. And you are getting hundreds of pounds. I am not getting anything. Everybody looks at me, looks at you, and then puts money in front of you, runs away. Then he did not, so he put a plaque there. I want to return to Pakistan. Please help me, my dear friend. And they were very eager to send all Pakistanis to Pakistan. So, another fellow was blind. He was like that. One fellow came and he put on fire this 1,000 rupee note. Immediately that beggar caught hold of him and said, this fake which was outlawed. How did this blind fellow come to know? One beggar, 2-3 days back, news that scam, jeweler's scam, 1 lakh of rupees invested. Read about it? Latest. You read about it? yesterday.
Yeah.
I told you last time the story. One beggar woman donated 11,000 rupees to our ashes. Those days, like more than several lakhs. So, Mahat Sangha, to find out a Mahatma whose grace can give instantaneous bhakti, is not very easily available. That's why I said Dullabha, extremely difficult. Only very few are. Suppose, even if we have some, by some hook or crook, we happen to go there. Can you recognize him? You cannot recognize him. That is what he is telling. Agamyo. If you don't recognize him, you won't take refuge at his feet. That's why how many people thought Sri Ramakrishna as a madcap? And how many people thought he was a servant? All the fellows who were doing puja at Dakshineswar temple garden, in front of them, Sri Ramakrishna practiced 12 years of spiritual discipline. What was their understanding of Ramakrishna? Not only they did not recognize him as a realized soul, they were thinking he was a madcap. So they wrote, if this man continues to do worship of the Divine Mother, Mother will become very angry. Sarbanash hobby. Bengali, everything, at the end of everything, Sarbanash hobby. Everything will become absolutely go to dogs. That is what it is. Everything goes to dogs. Either everything goes to God or everything goes to dog. Yeah. So they wrote also, Madhur Babu came and he wanted to test whether he has really gone mad. Stood outside the temple. Sri Ramakrishna never took notice that one man has come here. He is observing how the way I do puja. He went on singing, dancing, tears were being shed, laughing, going round and round the altar. And then by the mother had bestowed her grace upon Madhur Babu. He stood. How, what is God? Blessed we are to get this kind of puja. Very soon, the Divine Mother will awake. What very soon? He was already awake. How did he get that understanding?
God's grace.
God's grace. Otherwise, these fellows were also seeing same sinner. Madhur Babu also was seeing same thing. Even Hridayan did not understand. He said, many times I saw their uncle, my uncle, feeding either a cat or something. And out of fear, because if he reports that to others, others will immediately drive away Sri Ramakrishna. And how can it be prevented? Sometimes they came. It is not one time affair. It is not OTP. This OTP is happening every minute. So somebody or other took notice and they immediately understood, because the people were coming there. That he was not the only one. There were so many bogas, and this time this has to be offered, at this time this, who is going to, all the servants were coming. They were cooking, they were swinging, he was offering, these things were going on. Then they complained. They got together, certified him as mad, and Madhur Babu came, saw, he went back, and he wrote, let Bhattacharya continue his worship, whatever way he wants, don't do anything. That is a warning. If you do anything, your head will go. And they had to keep quiet. Then what was their opinion about Madhur Babu? What was their opinion about Madhur Babu? Suppose there is a mad cow, and he is devotedly assisted by another. What would be the opinion about the assistant? Yeah, but the jobs were in his hands. See, they could not do anything. So, very rare to get the sangati of a Mahapurusha. Even by mistake, we happen to come nearer to them. It is very difficult to understand. And without understanding, it may be, if you don't understand, maybe okay. But if you misunderstand, maybe he's a madcap. Then whatever little devotion you have to God, that is gone. That had happened to two people. Ramakrishna was alive. One day two people came there. Sri Ramakrishna was inside. They had to knock the door. They could have had his darshana. One fellow said, we hear people saying that he's a madcap. And if they see us who have come to see the madcap, what will they label us? Let us go. They ran in. And after a few years, 1 or 2 years, then Ramakrishna passed away. But they were devotees. They were highly fortunate. At least they had the constant sangha of the direct disciples, like Swamiji and others. So, one fellow was telling one day, because of this fellow, and because of that fellow, then what happened to your buddhi? You could have said, what is there? Let people talk, whatever. We will ourselves see whether he is mad or bad or sad or glad. He was there. All that they needed to do, okay, this person is really mad, we don't want. At least they could have said that. We have seen. Later on only we understood. But Bhagya was not there. They did not deserve it. But they were great. They got the company of Swami Vivekananda, Shiva's company, Mahapurush Maharaj, Raja Maharaj, all the direct disciples, all the great householders, everybody was there at that time. How fortunate they were. So, amoghascha. But once the grace of a Mahapurusha comes, it is infallible. Amogha means infallible. If they say, you will have God realization, even if he doesn't deserve, he will get. If they say, you will have anything, they will have it. Even if God says that they can't have it. I told you a story of Narada. There was a devotee of Vishnu, householder. So he prayed to God, because they did not have children. So God came and said, Baba, you can't have children in this life. You are not fated to have children in this life. So what happened? Another devotee was witnessing this. So after 15, 20 years, the witnessing devotee happened to again come to that devotee. This time the whole house was full of children running kites. So he ran to Lord Vishnu and said, Lord, I heard with your own mouth saying, this person is not fated to have children. What happened? God said, what can I do? Once Narada visited that house, and the householder fell at his feet. And Narada said, Putra Pautra Virasthi, may you have children and grandchildren. Now, my word may be wrong, but my devotee's words should not be made in vain. Otherwise, badnam, hamara badnam ho jaye. So, God, that is what happened in Mahabharata. Krishna took a vow, I will not take up a weapon. When Bhishma came to know about it, he took a vow. I will make you take a weapon. You know the story? So, Krishna said, I will only be advisory capacity. So, a person has to do real sadhana, not advisory capacity. These great souls, when their grace falls upon it, immediately it takes the form of real action. That is why Sri Ramakrishna, as soon as he touches somebody, something, their whole character becomes transformed. We only need to obtain one word of blessing from a great soul. Narada's case, they say, one day he saw an insect, a worm. My God, pity welled from him. How many births this worm had to take to become enlightened, to get mukti? So, out of pity, he said, may you attain mukti. You know what happened? Immediately, the worm died. Immediately, it was born in a higher realm. Immediately, it died. Still a higher form. So, within few short time, it got a human birth and died, got another better human birth, right? Ultimately, it got mantra-upadesha from the guru and then immediately got the liberation. This is the durlabha gamyaha amoghascha. And that is what, why Sri Ramakrishna is satsanga. What is satsanga? The grace of a Mahapurusha. That is real satsanga. Labhyate tat kripayeva. The association with great people can be got only by God's grace. Why? Tasmin tajjane bheda abhava. Bheda abhava. Bheda abhava. There is no difference between God and his devotees, not all devotees, realized souls. That is why whatever came from Swami Vivekananda's mouth was nothing but Sri Ramakrishna. Nothing but Sri Ramakrishna. That's why he used to say, I am a voice without a form.
Form.
Yeah. Tadeva sadhyatam, tadeva sadhyatam. Therefore, you will have to cultivate the company of great souls. Actually, satsanga means it could be anything. Literally, it could be somebody is reciting Ramayana, somebody is singing bhajans, somebody is giving a talk. All this is satsanga. But real satsanga is to get the company of a great soul. That's why Guru is in the praise of great soul. Guru is our greatest satsanga. But nowadays, Ramakrishna order, you don't get that guru. Guru, you are not going to be in that guru. Even if you are a monk. Once, Yatishwanda Maharaj, he needed a attendant. I was in Delhi. I wrote immediately. I am prepared to come and serve you, Maharaj. Immediately he wrote back, thank you very much. But you are doing better work there. That is also serving me only. You serve them. Until he meant that way, he said, if he comes, I have to serve him. Fine. I don't know what I understood. Anyway, he saved himself from great trouble. So, it is not only serving Guru, serving in any form to please God is the next best. But one thing I tell you, you must have a Siksha Guru locally. Find out some sadhus in whom, with whom you have mixed, with whom, in whom you have company, and you associate with him. And then if you have any doubts or problems, discuss it with faith. And he will be Guru Maharaj in the place of the Guru. Then you may say, he may be a human being. No. If you think my guru, Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru is God, whatever he tells comes only from Thakur. This is what one senior Swami told, that the guru may be bad. The disciple is extremely sincere. So is that guru going to give trouble, degrade him, bring him down? No. Because the Disciple has 100% faith. This is my God. Therefore, God only acts through that bad guru. In fact, there is no bad guru or good guru. If the bad disciple, he would be a
bad guru.
You know, bad guru. If he is a good disciple, there is no choice because it is an affair between God and the sadhaka. There is nothing to do with guru. Guru is only a medium, like fire. That is the point. So that is what is tadeva sadhyatam. But for that there is a condition. If you want to put some nice things in your room, which is already filled with what things?
Wanted.
Bad things. It took so long. why bad things? Because I used the word, if you want to put
good
things. That means whatever is there, you certainly don't want to replace them with bad things. If you consider them as good things, isn't it? What is the first thing you have to do?
Remove
the whole thing?
New.
A newly married girl wanted to learn cooking. TV, they are teaching, the chef is teaching. You get these materials and you boil this one. So 45 minutes, one dish. So taught everything. It is the time for the husband to come. She was eagerly waiting for the last instruction. Whatever you cook, throw out into the dustbin, go to a hotel. Because first time cooking is absolute experiment. It's only through repeated sacrifices. How many times did you spoil the sandwich before you made excellent sandwiches in the first
time?
Some people have written. Dussangaha sarvadaiva tyajyaha. Then he says the normal thing. Kama, krodha, moha, smriti, bhramsha, buddhinasha, karanatva. Because what does dussanga do? What is its effect? It produces kama. Kama results in krodha. Krodha results in moha. Moha results in smriti, bhramsha. What is smriti, bhramsha? Wrong discrimination. We think what we think is good is from a higher point of view the worst thing anybody can do. Smritir Bhamsha. Smritir Bhamsha, Buddhinasha. Buddhinasha, branches. You will go to dogs. That is why Dussanga produces evil company, makes a person go down and down and down and down. The greatest example is Ajamita. Ajamita. So, like that. And then not only that, he's stating the highest psychological truths. What is the truth? Tarangaita pime samudrayante. So if you cultivate evil company. Now here, what is evil company?
That which takes us away from
we have to be very clear. Suppose somebody wants to become a good doctor. So whatever makes him a bad doctor is a
evil
company. Whatever helps him to become a good actor is a good company. A good doctor, good company. So whatever you want to specialize in, you must cultivate. That's why, you know, a student wants basketball play. Whose photos will be hanging in his room? Suppose a girl wants to be an actress. Whose photos will be hanging? Whom she thinks the greatest heroines. Yeah, not heroine. Heroine, not heroine. Many times these are the same spelling. Understand? How many girls got spoiled physically, morally, financially, everything. So he says, these thoughts start with a small, you know, if you just like that you do, and a body of water. What happens? A small wavelet comes. And again you blow. Another wavelet comes. You blow another blow. These are small. But they become cumulative. And cumulatively, one day it becomes tsunami. Yeah, that is how it becomes. Taranga aita api me sangha samudra. Sangat Samudra Ente. Because if there is any, I'm giving practical example. Suppose there is a lustful thought in a person's mind, a man's mind. He happens to see a magazine where there is a half naked beautiful woman. That is Sangha. What does it do to this? It's a small bit of thought. What happens to that thought now? Slowly it becomes strong and stronger and stronger. Same thing, what happens is these act as suggestions and our imagination flares up. If the trouble is not with fact, trouble is with. That's why before marriage, only candy lit is the thing. All proposed to somebody. Candy. Candy light, how much can you see? That's why one fellow advises, until you see your future wife early in the morning after a deep cold, don't decide. You understand? Deep cold? You know the water is flowing, continuously sneezing. Early in the morning, that half restful, half unrestful face was from the second half. If you still. No, or that is true love. Otherwise, you know, it can be nicely dressed. Nothing is visible. Distorted. And then you take a little bit of white. So, that is the, after that, imagination disappears. After marriage, imagination disappears. Then fact comes out. And fact is a stranger than fiction. So fiction is better than fact until it becomes a fact. That's why when they don't get married, they love each other until death. After that, they allow each other until death. You heard that word? Allow. Love. Love before man. Allow. Then he gives Kastarati Kastarati Mayan. Who is going to cross over this ocean of samsara? Yaha Sangam Yajati. He who gives up completely attachment. Yo Mahanubhavam Sevati. He is summarizing what we had discussed earlier. He who serves a great soul, Mahanubhavam. Yo Nirmamo Bhavati. A person who becomes totally that I don't have anything. Neither I have myself, nor I have anything else. Ahankara and Mamakara. Completely Mamakara has to go. Mamakara is called Mamata. Mamata tu na gayi. You heard the song? Mere Mamata. You go on here. Beautiful. Pushatma, this thing is so beautiful. Mamata tu na gayi. Mere Mamata. There were two Sharma brothers. They first sang this song. Jana, Janaki Sati Kripa Jagavati Sujana Jeeva. Jagi Jagi Mudhata Anuraga Sri Hari Anuraga Sri Hari Kari Jagrata Jeeva. Like that, this is second I know. Yeah. One day, Purushottamani was teaching me this song. And I was in person. He only taught me whatever he knew. So he was in Anuraga. I started laughing and laughing. He asked me, why are you laughing? I'm teaching you a song. He said, Anuraga. Because I don't have Raga. How can I have Anuraga? First I must get Raga. Then only Anuraga will come. So first I must develop tremendous passion. Then only dispassion will come. Without passion, where is the dispassion? So that passion, when it is directed towards God, that is called bhakti, anuraga. That is always, anu means that which comes afterwards. So, all that he summarized, you give up bad, evil company, you cultivate company of good people, and you serve Mahanubhav. That is the only way. Nothing else will work. That is why Bhagavad Gita also says, Tadvidhi, know that, pranipatena, by Saranagati, pariprashnena, by putting the right questions. Only a thoughtful person to put the right questions. Sevaya, by service, which is pleasing to the Lord. All these three make a person fit to receive what the Mahan Bhava is going really to get. That alone will take us to God. This is the most wonderful thing we have discussed. We will discuss on Saturday for the moment. Om Janani Sharajayam Yeri Bhava Krishnam Jagakurum Bhava Padme Tayo Sritva Dhamma Vinavadna Vekulasa